In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So last week's riots at our nation's capital kind of got to me. I'll be the first to admit. I'm sure I'm not the only person. And I found myself over the next 7 days, 8 days, however many days it's been, getting more and more wrapped up into what happened, to the causes, to the brokenness of humanity that leads to these kinds of things, to the divisions in culture. Started reading every article I could find about it. And then I get to prepare for today, and I read the gospel reading, and Jesus is giving a lesson on letting go of what weighs you down. Letting go of what weighs you down. In the story today, a rich man comes to him and says, "What do I need to do to find life? What do I need to do for eternal life?" And Jesus begins by saying, "Well, you know the commandments. You know, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, honor your father and mother." And the man says, "Well, I've obeyed all these. What do I lack?" And Jesus looks at him, in Mark's gospel, says, looks at him with pity, looks at him with mercy. He looks into him. And when he looks at him, it's not just, you know, physically. It doesn't mean he just looked at him physically. It means he looked at him. He looked at him. He looked at what this man needed. And he said, "For you, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and you will find treasure in heaven." And that man, it says, went away sad. He went away just devastated. And then Jesus turns to his disciples and says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But really, this is a lesson on this is what this man needed. This was the thing that was weighing him down. This was the thing that was chaining him to the physical world and preventing him from entering life, from entering eternal life. For him, that was his chain. You know, it's not that money is bad per se. Money actually can be very good when it's used for good things. When we use money to feed the hungry, when we use money to feed our families, when we use money to get clothes for those that need it or heat for those that are cold, money can be a very good thing. But for this man, it had become a chain that was binding him to the things of this world, so much so that it prevented him from entering life. And so this gospel says, you know, what do you need to let go? And I think that's a question for each of us. It's a question for you. What is your chain? What is your chain? What is binding you so much to this earth that you will risk your entrance into life? You know, there's the usual culprits. There's money, sex, food, drink, work, all those things that people get bound up by. Those are the usual culprits. You know, this season we had politics. So many people are wrapped up in politics for the last X number of months because of all that's been going on. And again, there's nothing wrong with having a civic duty, but there is something wrong when that becomes an obsession and it starts to bind us to things that are not holy. None of those are inherently bad until they keep us from the kingdom of heaven. So I think we all are called to reflect, and you are called to reflect. If Jesus were to look at you and look at you and look into your heart, what would he see? If you ask Jesus, "What do you need for life?" What would he say? You know, you need X. What would be your X? What would be your fill in the blank? You need to get rid of blank. It could be subtle things. You know, maybe it's something like the need to be right all the time, or one's obsession with appearance, or, you know, clothes or possessions, anything that we might be bound by. Jesus might look at you and say, "You know what you need? You need to get rid of X." Now, Jesus not only gives this lesson to us, he not only gives this lesson to us of the things that we need to get rid of, but he gives another gift to us today. You know, today we have the gift of Eli's baptism. We have this beautiful day where Eli is brought to the font, brought to the gift of baptism, and given this gift of life. But one of the beautiful things about baptism is a gift that frees us. Baptism is a gift that frees us from what weighs us down the most. Baptism frees us from sin. Baptism frees us from brokenness. Baptism frees us from death. Baptism is the death of what weighs us down. Baptism is the breaking of the chain. You know, baptism is what happens when we participate in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We come to this font in our broken and mortal condition, and we enter death with Christ. And because Christ rose from the dead, we come out of that font with him, leaving behind the things of this world that will keep us from life if we are willing to let go of them. Now, today we have not only baptism in general presented to us and a reminder for us to remember and live in our own baptism, but we have a specific baptism of a specific person, a specific little baby, Eli Matei. We have a specific baptism of our newest little saint, Eli, right here in the middle of this church. Eli is a beautiful name. Eli's a beautiful name. And as far as meaning, it's an interesting name meaning. You know, when Eli is a prefix to a longer name, like Elias or Eliana, when it's a prefix, it means my God. But when it stands alone, it has a different meaning, which is very unusual for names. They usually don't do that, but Eli does that. When Eli stands alone, it means to ascend. It means to go up. It means to be detached from the earth and to rise to the heavens. And so Eli to us today brings not only this gift of baptism and this reminder of our baptism, but he also gives us this gift just in his name of ascension, this gift of leaving the ground, this gift of being detached, this gift of fleeing the nest, of spreading our wings. Any image you want to use for rising up, that gift is given to us in this little boy today. And when you think about the things that weigh us down, the very thing we need the most is to ascend. We need to ascend. The rich man in the gospel reading today, he had to ascend from his riches. And Jesus comes today through Eli and is asking you, what do you need to ascend from? And that he is willing to come and be the power and the source of life so that you can indeed ascend from that. You know, there's a lot of confusion in this world today. And people wonder, so many people wonder, what's the right direction? What's the right, should I go this way? Should I go that? What's this decision? What's our country coming to? What's our health coming to? All these things. People wonder, what's the right direction? But Eli is teaching us by his life and by his very name that the only direction that matters is up. It really doesn't matter if you go this way or that way or all these little decisions in life. What matters is, do those decisions detach you from the chains and brokenness of this world? The only direction that matters is the direction up. And my hope, Chris and Bianca, for you, my hope for you is that, you know, no matter what goes on in your life, good and bad, that Eli will always be this reminder to ascend, that life is about going up. No matter what you do this and that way, that you're always somehow moving up. And now you have a son that will forever be this icon and this reminder that we are called to ascend upward in life. And for this parish, you know, for those here and whether you're watching us, you know, from home, I hope for all of us that Eli will be that same gift and that same reminder that wherever we find ourselves in this world, that when we look on him and remember his baptism and then remember ours, that it is this gift to rise up. And therefore, as Eli then goes out into the world, my hope and blessing for him is that by how he lives his baptism and how he lives his faith in Jesus Christ and how he lives this light and this life, that he will go out into the world and always be a presence that this world may see in him the way in which it too can arise and ascend. Amen.